98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a red flag warning and a wind advisory. It's windy out there now, 51 degrees. The National Weather Service is predicting a windy, windy day with red flag fire danger across much of Kansas. An NWS meteorologist tells KNSS News we can expect two waves as the front crosses the central part of the state. The Wichita area is under a high wind advisory from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We can expect sustained winds at more than 30 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 50 miles per hour. Downed power lines and tree limbs are possible. President Trump, in his Wednesday address to the nation, said jobs are coming back to America, and his policies are driving that return.
President Trump said from the start of his second term, jobs that left the U.S. would come back. His claim is now that more people are working in America than at any point in history.
Already, I've secured a record-breaking $18 trillion of investment into the United States, which means jobs, wage increases, growth, factory openings, and far greater national security.
The president said those aren't government jobs, they are private sector jobs. He promised that trend will continue as the second year of his second term begins. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
We're getting more details about the murder of actor-director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle, allegedly by their son Nick. Fox's Matt Finn reports in Brentwood, California.
An assistant police chief with Los Angeles Police confirms that Rob and Michelle Reiner were found in their master bedroom in their house. Also, the medical examiner here in Los Angeles County released their report and ruled that the couple were each stabbed and died from multiple sharp force wounds. Now, their son, Nick Reiner, made his first appearance in court. Cameras were not allowed to show Nick, but he was wearing a suicide prevention smock and quietly answered yes as he waived his right to a speedy arraignment until the new year.
Nick Reiner could face the death penalty. Sedgwick County commissioners have approved a $1.3 million transfer of funds from their operating reserve to the treasurer's office as a vendor has failed to pay the county the money it owes.
The transfer is necessary so that the county can distribute tax foreclosure sale proceeds. Civic Source, the company used by the county treasurer to process the sale payments, has not delivered the proceeds nearly 2 months after the fact. Commissioner Jim Howell is not happy that they are having to use taxpayer money to cover the shortage.
I'll say extremely disappointed in the fact that we have to pay taxpayer money to make this whole. And I sure hope that we can redeem this by having this company do the right thing and we receive our payment down the road. That would be the very best outcome, and I hope that's what happens here.
Typically, proceeds are delivered within a month. The county has filed a theft report with the sheriff's office and federal authorities and is pursuing all legal remedies. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A Wichita woman accused of killing her 4-year-old son made her first court appearance Wednesday.
27-year-old Tyne Blunt was charged with first-degree murder and 2 counts of child abuse. Earlier this month, Blunt's 4-year-old son, Duuri Blunt Parada, was found unresponsive in an apartment. He later died at an area hospital. Blunt's next court appearance was scheduled for December 29th. She remains jailed on a $750,000 bond. 34-year-old Daniel Martin is also charged with first-degree murder and child abuse in the case. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Hutchinson man died when a train collided with a UPS truck at a railroad crossing near Burton Tuesday afternoon. We told you about that yesterday on our morning news. We now have the name. Investigators say the train struck the truck on the driver's side. 47-year-old Derek Navarro died at the scene. 2 BNSF employees on the train were not injured. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. 50 degrees, a warm morning here in South Central Kansas, and a windy one. December is the deadliest month of the year when it comes to distracted driving. A new report from Whistle Out ranked which states have the highest number of fatal accidents due to distracted driving, and Kansas is listed as number 3, behind Louisiana and New Mexico. The most likely age group to be involved in a fatal distracted driving crash is drivers ages 45 to 64, baby boomers. Every 12th crash involves a teen driver. Republicans have passed their version of the health care, but Democrats have the signatures to force a vote on their plan with the help of four Republicans. Fox's Jed Pergram has more on Capitol Hill.
GOP moderates defecting. The fed-up four sidestepping the speaker and signing on to a Democratic plan, renewing the subsidies for 3 years. Republican Missouri Representative Eric Burleson accuses the quartet of, quote, betraying the party. GOP leaders spark the dissent after they block four plans from moderates to temporarily greenlight the Obamacare aid. House Speaker Mike Johnson trying to weather the storm.
I have not lost control of the House.
Conservatives balk at any extension of Obamacare credits.
The GOP plan passed in the House Wednesday evening does not extend COVID-era Obamacare subsidies, but Republicans say it lowers health care costs by 11%. The Justice Department has concluded the Army flight crew on board the Black Hawk that crashed into an American Airlines jet outside Reagan National Airport in D.C. The crash team, the Army flight crew, was negligent.
In late January, an Army Black Hawk helicopter with three Army soldiers on board crashed into an American Airlines jet with 64 people on board. Everyone was killed. After several NTSB hearings earlier this year, the Justice Department now says the Army crew was negligent due to a failure to separate aircraft and airspace and issue safety alerts when the aircraft got too close. But another critical issue was the Black Hawk's ADS-B transponder. It was off and not communicating its position. A provision in the National Defense Authorization Act would continue to allow an exemption for military helicopters, but Senators Ted Cruz and Maria Cantwell fast-tracked separate legislation that did pass the Senate, mandating the use of such transponders in most cases. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And American Eagle Flight 5342, of course, originated here in Wichita. New numbers are in regarding drug use among American teenagers.
Teen use of alcohol, nicotine, and marijuana remain at record lows, according to national survey results. However, the report from the federally funded Monitoring the Future survey suggests that the same group consumes a lot of energy drinks, and there are slight but concerning increases in heroin and cocaine use. Two-thirds of 12th graders this year said they had not used alcohol, marijuana, cigarettes, or electronic cigarettes in the previous 30 days. Compare that with students 30 years ago, well before e-cigarettes were a thing. That number was closer to about one-third. John Zossier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
So far this morning, things have been looking good in traffic. We do have a stalled-out vehicle, so there is a potential for a traffic hazard as the volumes pick up. And this one is westbound on Kellogg, pretty close to I-135, just a little ways west of I-135 there. So you have that one stalled-out vehicle. Otherwise, things on the roadways looking pretty good right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Extreme wind is the problem today. Northwest 20 to 40 with gusts up near 60, creating extreme fire danger and also possible wind damage. Otherwise becoming sunny and mild, high 54. Mostly clear 25 tonight. Mostly sunny, windy on Friday, but not quite as strong as today. Your high temperature 55. Still a little breezy on Saturday and 57. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now mostly cloudy. We have a north wind gusting to 39 miles per hour. 50 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Indeed, the I-70 was closed for a time overnight between Goodland and Colby because of blowing dust. The visibility was so bad, they couldn't go through. They've reopened it now. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Good morning. Yeah, they've had those horrible accidents on I-70 at times when
that's right.
People
they had
can't
one
see because of blowing
snow. Like several dozen
people
cars up, and trucks a while back.
Up dead, yeah. So they have to close it, yeah.
Have to close it down. So I noticed your hair's still in place. So you did not.
It wasn't when I came in. I had to stop by the window and look at my reflection, get things taken care of again. It was
starting to pick up out there. Huh?
It's very windy out there.
Okay.
Right now.
Of course, we had a most.
It's not as cold as you would think, though. I thought I was going to walk out my front door and, oh my gosh, it's going to be free. Well, the temperature is what? It's in
50?
The high. It's 50.
So what was
so it's 50
yesterday?
Degrees, but you got this big wind out of the north, so you're kind of confused.
What did we start yesterday with? 22 or something? It was in the 20s.
It was very low. Yeah. And it's getting very low again tonight.
It's going to, it's going to cool off to about 28.
20s tonight. So.
Wow. An interesting time
of
year.
Yeah, we kind of have to adjust day by day. Oh, yeah. That's why we have Ross Jansen on every day to tell us what the different forecast is. Nothing's consistent right now.
We'll get Ross coming up here in about an hour.
Yep.
So stay tuned for that. We got a mostly cloudy day across central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 60. Normal high 45.
Well, see?
60.
How about that?
Strange doings. By the way, Jed talking about in traffic, they used to mention high profile vehicles, which would be what, a tall truck or van. If that wind starts, it'll shake you. So be careful about that, I guess, is our advice this morning.
Used to be SUVs too, but they've actually started designing them a little bit better now so that the profile doesn't catch the wind nearly as much as it used to, but you'll still hear about that in high winds from time to time.
KNSS News Time now, 6:14. This is Steve and Ted Show number 7,079.
7,079.
Tomorrow, 7,080. And this is the 18th day of December. It was on this date 59 years ago, 1966. Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas aired for the first time on CBS. I've never seen it. I've never watched it.
It's a classic.
Yeah. I should do it. I know there's a great song.
You've never seen it.
Mr. Grinch.
That thing's been on for 60 years, and you've never sat down to watch it once.
I haven't seen The Sound of Music.
I know.
Mary Poppins. Chitty Chitty Gang, Bang Bang.
Yeah. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, never seen that one.
Yeah.
I saw a glimpse of it the other day. I said, oh, man, this really stinks. But you guys like it, so. A lot of people like it. I understand that.
Funny movie.
Yeah. Serial Guinness World Record breaker David Rush at it again. He's teamed up with a 9-year-old son, Jeremy, to make a sandwich and break a record in the process. Now, Rush, who recently broke the record for the fastest time to clear hungry hippos by a team of two with his other son, Peter, recruited 9-year-old Jeremy to take on the title for the fastest time to make a sandwich by a team of two. Blindfolded hands. Okay? No hands. So here's the way it goes. Rush donned the blindfold for the attempt while Jeremy directed him without using his own hands. The duo assembled a ham, cheese, and butter sandwich with tomatoes in 36.5 seconds.
That sounds disgusting.
Besting the previous record of 40.17 seconds.
Ham, cheese, and butter.
Yeah. Butter. Ugh. You go to ham and cheese, it's got to have mayonnaise, right? Oh, well. I'm sure they didn't eat it after that. Maybe they did.
Well, unless you're toasting it. I mean, put the butter on the outside and toast it, and that'll be fine.
You could have contest. Toasted cheese, blindfolded. Oh, you could burn yourself on that. How about a bologna sandwich, blindfolded? There's so many things that could happen. So many records need to be broken, right?
Apparently.
Yeah, like the record for clearing hungry hippos the fastest.
There you go. All right, let's see what's going on. Oh, you know, this is the season, the holiday season, Taco Bell celebrating with something special for you in the drive-thru, $98 cash randomly, and we'll be celebrating that again this Friday. Tomorrow, I'm going to be at the Taco Bell way out on East Kellogg Drive, 11,000 East Kellogg, in the noon hour, and somebody coming through that window is going to get $98 in cash, just Taco Bell's way of saying thank you and happy holidays.
Nice.
And Dad, you said we've been doing this for about 10 years.
At least. It's probably longer. It's probably more like 11 or 12.
It's become a tradition.
Yeah.
All right. 6:17, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It's time for Lead Off Sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we had college men's basketball action at Coke Arena last night with the Shockers at home against a team they'd never played before, Wofford, coming in out of South Carolina. And both teams with winning records coming into this game. Shockers certainly found a way to get things done. Of course, missed free throws doomed them in their last home game, but this was not a night for that. Of course, Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had the call of the game. You heard it on 103.7 KEYN.
Right wing to the Giles, back out front to Gray. Going to launch a three. Good!
Oh,
he was a good couple of steps beyond the three-point line, just drilled it. That's his first three-point basket, just his second basket of any kind, and the Shockers lead by 9.
I think Dave Dahl is impressed by that one. Kenyon Giles led the Shockers with 22 points. Dre Kindle with a career-high 19 points. 8 of 9 free throws. Very nice. 5 of 6 from the floor, too. And the big Swede, Will Berg, back from injury with a career-high 15 points off the bench. And he was 9 of 10 at the line. So the Shockers cured some of their free throw woes and won the game last night, 84-73. The Shockers are now 6-1 on home court this season, 7-5 overall. Hockey, the Wichita Thunder is in Nevada for a road series against the Tahoe Night Monsters, the third place team in the division. And Wichita got the nice road swing in Nevada, started off well last night, a 6-3 win in front of 2,500 fans. 6 goals for the Thunder, 6 different guys. So, spreading it around. Sole possession of fourth place now in the division for the Thunder, who has won 2 of their last 3. There's college men's basketball here in town this afternoon, if you want to check it out. 14th-ranked Friends is hosting Heston. Heston is making the transition between junior college and NAIA basketball. It has not been a good transition so far. Heston is 0-15. Oh. They're taking on Friends, who is ranked in the top 15 in the nation, a 5-game winning streak. Friends is 9-2 on the season. That game will tip off at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Wow.
On the west side. JUCO football. Last night was the national championship game. It was played in Canyon, Texas. Number 1 ranked, undefeated, Hutchinson Community College taking on number 2 ranked Iowa Western. Hutchinson going for back-to-back national titles. Blue Dragons had a 10-0 lead in the second quarter. But after that, it was all Reavers. Scoring the last 28 points in this game, Iowa Western beat Hutchinson 28-10. So Hutchinson finishes as the national runner-up this year. No back-to-back title, but they do finish 11-1.
Wow.
And another great season, great but they season. Fell short in the title game. We'll take a look at 60 years ago on this night, Shocker basketball. The Shockers were ranked 10th in the nation, and they played Texas Tech for the first time ever. And the Shockers beat Texas Tech 105-84 at the Roundhouse. Shocker junior Melvin Reed led the way. 30 points on the night against the Red Raiders, 20 of those in the second half.
You know, you don't think of Melvin as a great scorer, but that was a heck of a night.
He was that night against Texas Tech. Shockers were ranked 10th in the nation. They started out 4-0 that season. That was 60 years ago tonight. Shockers and Texas Tech.
Gary Thompson or was it Ralph Miller?
Gary Thompson. Yeah. Yep. Of course, the Shocks were coming off the Final Four appearance in the spring, and then they started out the next season 4-0. And it was 50 years ago today, Sedgwick County officials got federal approval for the proposed Kansas Coliseum, a soon-to-be-built $7 million facility. $3.9 million of that money was coming from Sedgwick County tax money, $2 million in federal money, and $1.1 million in private funding for the Kansas Coliseum. That's what they were looking at, getting that thing built 50 years ago today.
Soccer, a lot of music, artists show up.
At the time, the Forum, they had torn down the Forum 10 years prior, so the only arena we really had was the Roundhouse for about 10 years, and they decided to build the Coliseum because they thought there was going to be all this expansion and growth to the north of Wichita. And it was they decided to build it halfway between here and Newton. Yeah, didn't really.
Is anything still there now?
Sure, it's still there. It's the NAIR.
Oh, that's what? Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, I drive past
it
all.
The NIAR,
Now, what I'm wondering about is the pavilions back there. Is that still a venue, or is that part of NAIR now?
There was a place that you could show hogs and cattle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what they were. Wow. We were talking about building the Coliseum. That growth between Wichita and Newton didn't really ever materialize.
We almost had a theme park.
We grew up. We grew out to horizontally, big time to the east and big time to the west, but that growth to the north never really.
Well, and of course, now you've got that big Ruffin structure out there where the Greyhound Park used to be.
Which is now open,
yeah.
Yeah. Ruffin's got that all revved up again.
I forget what he called it.
Yeah. Well, it was Wichita Greyhound Park for many years.
Yep.
It is the Sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Hey, bring the whole family and your out-of-town visitors to WVC for a taste of pizza and beer made here. East, near Central and Woodlawn. West, at 13th and Tyler. And in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Greenwashing. Going to tell us about that. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 50 degrees here on this Thursday morning. One person was critically injured. Four others reported minor injuries following a school bus crash in East Wichita Wednesday afternoon on Edgemore near Kellogg Drive. Investigators say the bus was traveling southbound on Edgemore when it left the roadway and struck a tree. There were two adults and four juveniles on the bus at the time of the crash. The students were high school age. They were released to their parents. The driver of the bus was hospitalized.
President Trump highlighting lower energy costs in a White House address last night, saying his administration has delivered on its promises. He says gasoline prices are coming down across the country.
Gasoline is now under $2.50 a gallon in much of the country. In some states, it, by the way, just hit $1.99 a gallon.
AAA shows the national average for gasoline prices at about $2.90 yesterday.
House lawmakers have passed a Republican-crafted health care bill without extensions of Affordable Care Act subsidies.
The House approving the GOP-backed Lower Health Care Premiums for All Americans Act.
On this vote, the yeas are 216, the nays are 211. The bill is passed without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
Republicans say the measure will lower health insurance premiums for Americans, but it does not include an extension of Affordable Care Act tax credits that are set to expire at the end of the year. Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky, the only Republican to vote against it. Earlier in the day, four moderate Republicans joined Democrats to sign a petition that will force a vote on legislation to extend the ACA tax credits for 3 years. A vote on that could come in January. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The city commission in Salina has voted to authorize an appeal in its lawsuit with the Cozy Inn over an incomplete mural. While the appeal is under review, the Cozy Inn will be allowed to finish the mural, with the understanding that changes may be required. The city's legal team says both sides agree more clarification is needed on the constitutional definition of a sign versus a mural.
A once homeless Navy veteran, Christopher Pavey, is now working to help fellow veterans avoid the same pitfalls he once faced.
Pavey was honorably discharged, but didn't expect the hardest battle would be returning to the States and ending up homeless. But with the help of the VA, he not only rebuilt his life, but also found his purpose. Peavy now works with the Orlando VA healthcare system, dedicated to helping fellow veterans avoid the same pitfalls he faced. His mission is to connect with fellow vets, and that sometimes begins with a bike. Peavy facilitates the distribution of bicycles to veterans who need transportation to job interviews, appointments, or housing services. The bikes come from donations and a partnership with a local bike shop, which works alongside the VA's homeless program to restore donated bikes. Once repaired and ready, they're handed off along with a helmet and lock to veterans in need. PV personally ensures every recipient knows how to care for the bike, but more importantly knows that someone believes in their journey. PV's commitment extends beyond just providing the bikes. He follows up with the veterans, checking on their progress and encouraging them to remain engaged with their health care, housing, or job placement services. The Salute to Service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Extreme wind is the problem today. Northwest 20 to 40 with gusts up near 60, creating extreme fire danger and also possible wind damage. Otherwise becoming sunny and mild, high 54. Mostly clear 25 tonight. Mostly sunny, windy on Friday, but not quite as strong as today. Your high temperature 55. Still a little breezy on Saturday and 57. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now mostly cloudy, north wind gusting to 39 miles per hour, 50 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:36 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Today is Thursday, December 18th. On this date, 64 years ago, 1961, The Lion Sleeps Tonight by The Tokens hit number one on the charts. The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Big song.
Big song. Absolutely nonsensical.
How many, what about the other big hits by the Tokens?
Here's the Lion right here. Wait a minute. You're being facetious.
I'm being facetious.
That's the only one I know of. This guy could really yodel pretty well. Not Tiny Tim in it, but, Yeah, we went through a time there where these songs would come out.
These novelty songs, yeah.
Just novelty songs, just goofy. But people loved them.
1960, oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody bought it.
Yeah.
Got number one on the charts.
Great song.
Man. And here we are 64 years later talking about it. So it's got some staying power.
The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Mm-hmm. All right. The Mighty Jungle. All right. Thank you. As we head into the new year and the second year of President Donald Trump's second term in the White House, 61% of Americans expressed the economy is not working well for them personally. 61%. That's according to a new NPR, PBS, News, Marist poll. The poll of more than 1,400 adults conducted last week, and that figure of 61% is up from 57% in May. These poll results also included the lowest approval rating from Americans regarding Trump's handling of the economy, recorded by Marist since the start of his term, 36%. His overall approval rating didn't fare much better at 38%. So not doing very, very well in these surveys right now.
No, I mean, when he was campaigning, he said he'd fix the economy in a month, and your lives are going to be so much better with me in the White House, and people are figuring out, well, that he didn't really fix it in a month.
Yeah, these things.
I'm still struggling to pay my bills.
I have to explain to younger people in my family now and then that, you know, you can vote for president and claim they can do anything, but if they don't have the Congress going along and they can't get approval by the Supreme Court, they're not going to get anything.
There's a lot of promises that get made when people are campaigning.
And yet, you've got a Republican Congress and you've got a Republican Supreme Court. And yet, oh well.
We won't. I know. It's the way it
6:38, is. 6:38, Stephen Taylor in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at the commodities this morning. KNSS Commodities Update with his, you know, the bum steer. That's right. Tom Loeffler with us this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The live cattle and the feeder cattle futures traded mixed Wednesday with some new highs for the week, but the close was negative with triple-digit losses. Now, there is yet to be any cash cattle trade in our feed yards. News-wise, it was very quiet yesterday for our cattle market. Feeder auctions continue to see high prices, and Friday is the monthly cattle on feed report. Lean hog futures yesterday also traded negative and closed with triple-digit losses. At the close, Feb live cattle, $1.15 lower, $2.29.55. January feeders, $1.80 lower, $3.41.52. And Feb hogs, $1.77 lower, at $83 even. Now, there were flash sales yesterday morning of U.S. corn and soybeans, along with a white wheat sale cancellation by China. Now, the wheat and the soybeans made new lows for the week yesterday, with only the corn and the Kansas City wheat futures closing positive. The weekly ethanol production was record large at 332.5 million gallons. At the moment, we've got March KC wheat a penny and a quarter higher at 509. March corn's a penny and a quarter higher at 441 and three quarters. And January soybeans down a penny and a half at 1056 and three quarters. January crude oil, 13 cents higher at 56.07. February gold down $19.50 at $4,354. The March S&P's 27 points higher at 68.05 and one half. March dollar index, 17 cents higher at $98.17. And March Dow Jones futures, 75 points higher, trading at 48,315. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
I'm having to ask you in a couple of days, how's your wife doing with the new hip? Is it she got or what?
No, it's a knee.
Knee. How's she doing
yes.
on that?
She's doing good. PT's going along in good shape. You know, still going along for a little bit of muscle spasms, you know, and stuff. But other than that, she's walking around good, going up and down stairs and making progress.
All right. So she's making a good recovery. Glad to hear that, then.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you got all your Christmas shopping done?
I think it's all done. It's not exactly one of my jobs, but as far as I know, everything's taken care of.
Have you hire some person to do that for you, or how does that work?
Yeah, I married this lady 40-some years ago that does it for me.
You hired her, okay.
Yes.
how about, you know, it's not unheard of for a man to give his wife a gift there at Christmas time.
You know, I guess I could say I'm fortunate. I don't know how to exactly express it, but I've got a wife that does not really care to have gifts gave to her. She just, you know, what we need during the year satisfies her. She doesn't need anything special, so I guess I'm really kind of fortunate.
I'd say you're even lucky.
Yes.
In that regard. However, You know, you could surprise her and really give her something nice. It might just bring tears to her eyes. And you would...
every so often, Steve, I do things like that.
Oh, yeah.
As a matter of fact, one of the most cherished things she's got is the first Christmas we had together. I bought her a nice cuckoo clock, which she still has to this day and cherishes it.
Well, how appropriate. Yes.
A cuckoo reminds you once an hour how much you love her.
I got thinking about that. After I said that, that idea of cuckoo really did have a ring to it.
Every time she hears that cuckoo, she says, there's Tom. All right. Well,
I set myself up for that one good.
You did. Thank you, Tom. We'll check with you tomorrow. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Middle class money worries, feeling squeezed. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
President Trump speaks to the nation, claims he is creating jobs and taming gas prices.
Two.
Sedgwick County Commission ponies up more than $1 million when a vendor fails to pay.
One.
High wind for much of Kansas today. Blowing dust can be a problem. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic in Wichita right now looking good. The volumes are getting heavier. I can see more traffic on those traffic cameras out there, but I'm also not really seeing it backing up anywhere just yet. So things still looking pretty good, but we are getting some of those heavier traffic volumes out there. Seeing quite a bit of traffic right now on I-235, right around that Zoo Boulevard area, north and southbound there, just starting to get quite a bit of traffic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Red flag warning and wind advisory today. Partly cloudy and windy with a high of 52 degrees. Mostly clear and cool tonight. The overnight low 28. And then on Friday, sunny and breezy. Tomorrow's high 54 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. A north wind gusting to 39 miles per hour. 50 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Three big things. High wind for Kansas today. Blowing dust can be a problem. I guess we're not going to do three big things. I skated right past it there.
Yeah. Well, right. We already did three big things. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we just got done with that.
I've just got a little confused there. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
How about this? Artificial intelligence could help quicken the process of approving construction permits for city buildings.
Fox on 10.
Maybe AI can get you that building permit more quickly. GovStream.ai reveals they've received more than $3.5 million from Silicon Valley investors to fully develop their new artificial intelligence aimed at cutting down the paperwork, the bureaucracy, and therefore the wait time for approving new building projects within a city. From homeowners looking to repair or renovate to developers looking to build needed high-density housing, things are notoriously held up by local permitting processes. And while jokes about government paperwork abound, the reality is permit application reviews require research, and AI could do that, says GovStream.ai. Their products work alongside existing data processing at a given city, leading to automation and speed, resulting in quick approvals and more tax revenue. Bellevue, Washington is already deploying it. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
A down close on the markets at midweek.
The major averages falling with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 at three-week lows on the back of declines in heavyweight tech stocks. Shares of Oracle dropped 5% following a report that said that the data and software company's largest data center partner, Blue Owl Capital, will not back a $10 billion deal for Oracle's next facility on worries about Oracle's rising debt and large AI investments. Tech was the worst performing sector, while energy gained as oil prices rallied. The Dow winners, Salesforce, Home Depot, and McDonald's. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Goldman Sachs, and NVIDIA. The Dow down 228 points, the NASDAQ lower by 418, S&P 500 down 79. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Middle class money worries, feeling the squeeze. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, many American middle class families are feeling something they haven't felt in years, and that's financial pressure. even with decent wages, the cost of living has risen faster than paychecks. According to the Federal Reserve's 2024 report on household well-being, a growing share of middle-income adults say they struggle to cover regular and unexpected expenses, and they feel less confident about their financial futures. Inflation has pushed up the price of nearly everything: groceries, housing, insurance, utilities, childcare, and particularly health care. Now, these aren't optional expenses. They're immovable bills families must pay before they can save or spend on anything else. The Wall Street Journal recently noted that goods and services cost significantly more than they did just a few weeks ago, or excuse me, just a few years ago. Yes, wages haven't kept their pace. Essential spending eats up most of the paycheck, so modest surprises like a car repair, medical bills, or spiked insurance premiums sends families scrambling. Now, the middle class was once defined by financial breathing room. Today, many work harder just to stay afloat. Fixed costs have outpaced income growth, and the safety nets that once helped families weather financial shocks haven't kept up with modern expenses. The concept is not new. Authors Elizabeth Warren and Amelia Warren Taiyagi warned years ago in The Two-Income Trap that rising fixed costs could devastate even dual-income homes. Now, that warning feels like reality. Middle-class families aren't failing. The system is failing them. Until wages better match real living costs and core expenses like housing, childcare, and healthcare become manageable, financial anxiety will prevail. The middle class hasn't disappeared. It's just tired, stretched thin, and waiting for an economy that supports the lives that it was promised. Of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Well. The number is 316-267-0600.
If we ever had the confidence that somebody, anybody, really would make a difference and improve the situation, I mean, you're not going to look at one person.
Yeah.
Or
even
really a group. But there's nobody in charge of this country who can do anything.
You know, the big one right now, of course, it's in the news, is health care.
Yeah, health care, sure.
It can be fixed, but not everybody's going to be happy.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think in time, everybody will be happy because everybody will have access to it.
And I'm not, I don't remember
when.
This. Yeah.
No, that's what I say. I think it can be fixed.
I don't see that anytime soon.
I agree with you 100% that no legislator has the cojones
as long as those guys in Washington have great health care, nothing's going to be changed.
That's a good point.
Effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Until one of them loses his mother because she can't pay her bills or something, and that's not going to happen. So we're stuck. And you know what it is? We have what the England's had for centuries, a rigid class structure.
Yeah.
There's the guys at the top, and there's the rest of us.
Yeah, and the guys at the top are getting wealthier, unfortunately. But
okay.
It's not sharing it. Share it, dudes. Come on.
Share the wealth. National Regifting Day aims to encourage the practice of regifting across the United States. You know,
before Christmas you're doing that?
That's right. Regifting refers to the
ill-timed.
Yeah. Last year's gift, see?
Oh, okay.
And giving it to somebody else under the guise of a new gift, of course. Now, my question for you, gentlemen, is this wrong?
No.
And why would it be wrong?
Well, I think it'd
be cheap, okay?
As long as you dust it off, clean it up, get the teeth marks out of it, and change the batteries, you're good, you know?
Right. Or say it's a bottle of wine, only it's only half full.
There you go. Well, I do have a quick story. I regifted a wine bag.
A wine bag.
I gave somebody who did me a tremendous favor a magnum of a beautiful bottle of wine. I know it was her and her husband's favorite wines.
Nice.
And then soon after she got the gift, she sent me a picture of the tag on it. Mm-hmm. You rarely write on those tags that are stuck on there. But the person who had given it to me and Barb wrote, "Oh, to my favorite blonde," or something like that. Well, this woman and her husband are not blonde, So
there you go. Nelson, have a great 2024.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other thing is the bag's had Dillon's on it. So, you know.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was a nice looking bag. I figured, why throw this away? Let's just reuse it.
Don, you know bags. Listen, thank you. We'll check with you tomorrow morning.
I look forward to
it. Don Grant, CFP, the Bunny Tracker. Coming up, Steve and Ted here. News at the top of the hour this morning. It's just a windy day all across Kansas, and we have some facts and figures to tell you about that. President Trump speaking to the nation last night. These stories and more news coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.